Should we not thank God for the building in which we gather, the lights that we have, the opportunities to serve that we can do? And let us be spiritually thinking about the conditions of our lives. Remember Matthew 7, 13, 14. Strive to enter in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be that go in therein. But straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Yes, when I get into the conditions that God has set forth, I want to go to the examples in the book of Acts and see the conditions that they met, that they might then go on their way rejoicing. They might then have joy that they were saved from sin. And in the book of Acts chapter 2, I read of people who were Jewish people on the day of Pentecost. In Acts chapter 10, I read of the same message of faith, Acts 10, 43, repentance and baptism, Acts 11, 18, and Acts 10, 48, that they needed to undergo that they might have a new relationship with God. When I read these examples of conversion, I have the opportunity to really grow in being what God would have me to be. And in that condition of providence, if I obey Him, I'll trust that His promise is going to be carried out. Paul will write about this promise in Romans 8, 24, where he says, "We are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why yet doth he hope for it?" Hope has an element of great faith and great resolve that it trusts so much in what is said. If I'll believe, like he said in John 8, 24, if I'll repent of my sins, turn away from sin in Luke 13, verse 3, if I will confess my faith in him, Matthew 10, verse 32, if I'll go to be baptized into this Christ, I'll be saved from my sins, Mark 16, 16. If I'll be watchful and prayerful, I will overcome temptation, Matthew 26, 41. If I will worship Him today, bowing to Him in spirit and in truth, I'll be the true worshiper that God is seeking to worship Him. For God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. What a blessing I will have if I, in the conditional things, will put into practice what he said. And I'll have a faith that abides in God's promise to be fulfilled, so that when you and I leave this earthly life, 2 Corinthians 5, verse 10, we will all appear before the judgment seat of Christ to receive the things done in this body according to that we have done, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Paul adds to that thought, in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 11, "Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men." So I've sought this morning to go back and deeply appreciate the things that we know that we're doing, the things we're breathing, the things that we're eating, and the way that we're going down the road, and the way that we're caring for things that we have, this good things to have. Those things can be just as much a part of the life of somebody who doesn't believe there is a God. He can have a desk like this. He can have something to work. He can have something to hold him up in a chair when he sits in. But if he will listen to what God has said of the conditions and respect him on that, he can have hope beyond his life. We're saved by that hope.